Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so it sounds like I'm not exactly in my studio, which is okay. It's okay. I'm broadcasting from home. A lot of people do that, although their home has a fantastic backdrop. You see their pool. You see their beautiful landscape. I can't really do that because I got 5 cats and a dog that poo-poo and throw up all over the place, so I can't really have a backdrop that has this beautiful, you know, landscape. And so broadcasting from home means you guys get a wall. But just temporarily, because I had surgery, and I had surgery a few days ago. In fact, I think today is post-op day 5 for me. And the surgery went fantastic. As many of you guys know, I had a hysterectomy. So I said goodbye to ovario, fallopio, and utero. I said goodbye to my uterus, my fallopian tubes, and my ovaries. And it was a see ya. Wouldn't want to be a. I haven't got to take a look at him. I haven't seen the pictures yet. My guess is they were really, really deformed and necrotic, and I don't know what, because I really don't think they were working that well the past few years. But I got to tell you, man, my doctor, Dr. Kristen Rogers, just nailed it. I had no pain. Waking up after anesthesia was horrible. Day one was horrible, so I wasn't pain day one. In fact, when you get extubated, apparently it takes a little while for your vocal cords to wake up. So I was going, help, help. And I just remember that, trying to scream help, and the loudest it could go was help. And then I guess somebody came over and gave me fentanyl. Now, I've never had fentanyl. Consciously, but wow, that just knocked out the pain and put me to sleep. Then I wake up in a hospital room, and hubby's there, and I'm kind of shaking a little bit, maybe a little bit in shock. But I wasn't necessarily in pain. I was just really nauseated, and I just really was uncomfortable. You know, I felt like something was missing. And then I went home that night, and I didn't need pain medicine, didn't need, my Motrin, and it's been fantastic. I've been out, I've been about, I've been shopping, it's been fantastic. So I'm just really, really grateful. Dr. Kirsten Rogers at Meadows Women's Center just nailed it. Crew was great. Not a lot of men in the room. I expected there to be a lot more men, and so far so good. You know, you always kind of worry, you know, who asked us to walk, you know, see you naked. But luckily I didn't have to plague anybody with my nudity. But what's so fascinating is it's one of the surgeries I've had where, even though it was something that wasn't elective that I had to do, I kind of am glad I got it done. And it's one of those things where, in my family, if you're going to get something, you're going to get it in our family. So if you're going to get ovarian cancer, if you're going to get endometrial cancer, if you're going to get a heart attack, it's going to happen in our family. It just does. And so knowing that I don't have to worry about that ovary or that uterus, assuming they were all clear, we'll find out soon, it's kind of a relief. But the best part of having a hysterectomy is you get these panties, right? And they're like the coolest thing. These things are like cool, and they really stretch. So if I have a big tushy, it could fit. If I have a smaller tushy, I've lost so much weight, they'll fit too. And I want to like wear these. These are like so cool. And they're really, really soft. So I've gotten to wear the most comfortable underwear. Didn't have to wear bra. Didn't have to wear Spanx. I lost weight, so I really haven't had to wear my Spanx as much. But the worst part is having to poop. Okay, I still haven't officially done that, and I'm on post-op day 5. So I'm going to have to meet the toilet and take that on. And I've tried, and, you know, my stool, like, doesn't want to go anywhere. It's like, just go pee-pee. We're fine in here. And I'm like, look, it's post-op day 5. You're going to have to move. And, you know, I've done a little bit of, you know, some goading. I've done the Colace. I've done, you know, a little enema. And they're like, nope, we're fine. We're not going to make that turn. Because apparently they're afraid to make this one turn. I don't know. Dead man's curve? Not sure. So pooping is probably going to be the biggest worry. But it's interesting because my friends are going, okay, you know, what about sex? You know, how's your new vagina? Well, you don't really get a new vagina. You know, I mean, I thought I would. I put in an order, you know, like a Gucci, right? I like it looking cute, you know, something a little bit more photogenic in case I decide to go that route if my radio career falls. And you don't really get a new one. I've advanced, my diet is tolerated, I've advanced my activity as tolerated, but I haven't advanced sex as tolerated because, one is I'm afraid to, but I think it's too early, and two is it really wasn't that advanced to begin with. I mean, you know, when my doctor says, look, go ahead and advance sex as tolerated, I only have one level. I just have, it's called lying there or falling asleep. So I'm a little afraid when I have that conversation with my doctor, because she's going to ask me later, you know, okay, so how is sex? Has sex changed? And I really don't have a big repertoire, which is another thing, too. Many of you are wondering, you know, tell us about what the sex is going to be like. Please don't use me as a barometer. I mean, I am president of the Horrible in Bed Club. I mean, international chapter. Okay, don't use that at all as a barometer for what you might go through. So if you have all these levels, you know, like level chandelier, level backseat of a car, level, you know, while there's a, I don't know, 5-alarm fire, you know, you'll be able to gauge, you know, how your sex is different. For me, it's just, you know, am I there? Am I present or not? So, but you know what? Maybe without the ovary in the uterus, I could get some moves. You know, maybe I could get some new moves. So the hysterectomy was fantastic. I feel great. I'm blessed. I was so afraid that I would need narcotics that I didn't want to take them. And it was amazing that I didn't have to take them. So fantastic surgeon. But for those of you guys that are contemplating having surgery, don't freak out, because if you are in pain, you know, that's what the medicine's for. They give you enough, not too much where you're going to get addicted, but they give you enough so you don't have that fear. I'm one of those people where I just need to know I have it if I need it, because I was thinking of telling her, I don't need to get it. Don't even send it to my pharmacy. But it's one of those things where if I need it, I know it's there and I have it. And I think for a lot of us, you know, with a lot of the things we do, we want that sort of, you know, that comfort, that kind of, okay, you know, it's okay if I need to. So uterus is good. I know we got this Omicron variant people are freaking out about. I'm not freaking out about it. I'll tell you what I know. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, and again, we are broadcasting from home, so that's why it sounds a little bit different on air. I'll probably be back at the studio as soon as possible because I feel great. Great surgery. Surgery went great. Now, this Omicron variant. I don't know if you guys followed the news over Thanksgiving, but it was, I think, a cluster and a half. So I think it was right after my surgery I heard that there was a variant, and they were going to call it the new variant, NU. So I double-checked my sources. I do my research. They're going to call it the new variant, NU. It's, I think, the B11359 variant. is its, I guess, official name. Oh, no, the B11529. And it had been detected in a couple countries. This was as of, I think this was as of Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, as of Thanksgiving Day, it was in three countries. They're like, we're going to probably call it new. And it is a concerning variant. We're all concerned. So I'm like, all right, everybody's getting all panicky over this. Let me look into it. Then the next day, all in the news are talking about Omicron. And I'm like, Omicron? What happened to new? Well, they decided to skip that name. They also decided to skip Z because they didn't want it, G, if I pronounce that right, because they didn't want it to be too close to, you know, the leaders of China. And it was just, so they did a name change. Okay, so while there was this name change, news was spreading all over the place that we have the super variant. And then countries were starting to do travel bans. So as each hour went, there was a travel ban in Israel, travel ban UK, then Canada. Meanwhile, the U.S. is like, well, we're going to look into it. We're going to brief Biden. Fauci was going to, you know, give us his opinion. And so there was a lot of this kind of confusion. And people were asking, and I was being texted, like, so how bad is this? Well, I couldn't see any hospitalizations go up. I hadn't seen any news on death rate. The only news I saw is that they decided to call it Omicron and that there were all these travel bans and that this could be the next Ebola. And I'm like, the next Ebola? It's not going to be the next Ebola. It's a coronavirus. What the hell is everybody talking about? And they said this could be the worst one yet. Well, some experts, you know, coming out of South Africa, because apparently it originated, we believe, in Botswana, said, we aren't really seeing hospitalizations go up fast. The symptoms are kind of mild to start. But it is a super variant with tons of mutations. I think there's 32 different mutations within its spike protein that this could be the worst variant yet. So as a result, there's all these travel bans and lockdowns and you're like, okay, everybody just kind of hold your horses. So let me tell you what I know, and then let me tell you what I really think is going on. So this variant was temporarily known as the Botswana variant. And remember, they don't really want to name any variants after countries because it's too stigmatizing. So they were going to name it Nu or Omicron, and Uzi's in the studio today because I'm home. Multiple cases had presented in Botswana, Hong Kong, and South Africa. The variant had at least 50 mutations, 32 of which were in the spike proteins. Now, Tom Peacock, a virologist at Imperial College London, UK, had kind of started the alarm on Twitter, saying that this new variant seems to spread very quick, and he also put an exclamation point. See, this is why scientists and doctors don't punctuate. We really don't like to punctuate, because when people look at a punctuation mark that we doctors do, I mean, all hell breaks loose. So he used an exclamation point, and that's what I think caused this whole big panic. So he had this B11529 seems to spread very quick in less than 2 weeks now, dominates all infections following a devastating Delta wave in South Africa. Blue new variant now at 75% of last genomes and soon to reach 100%. So he also used a term, and doctors were very dry. We're not very emotional. So we're like, yeah, they have multiple concerning. There might be multiple mutations. He used the term awful. When a virologist uses the term awful, that means it's bad. So he says, just spotted, this was 2 days prior, very small cluster of variants associated with Southern Africa with very long branch length and really awful spike mutation profile, including, and then he reads off the spike mutation. Now, these spike mutations are pretty much similar ones we've been seeing this whole time, which is why I've been saying, why isn't our Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson shot tweaked yet for these variants? It's the same variants, different day, right? Same poop, different day. Same odd variants. I mean, why aren't we having the newer improved vaccine? Well, I'll tell you about what's coming now. So the mutations include the E484A, the K417A, the N440K. These have been shown to help the virus escape immunity, whether it's natural or artificial, from vaccines. The mutation N501Y, which is one of the earliest mutations that I think we saw in the Alpha, wave. That has improved ACE2 receptor binding. Remember, there's this ACE2 receptor that has to bind, or there's a receptor that has to bind to the ACE2 to get into the cell. So increased binding, increased immunity escaping, and so people are freaking out about this. Now, when I heard that there was another variant, and then I saw that some of the early symptoms were mild, I think this could be possibly a positive in the COVID fight. We have not been able to see something displace Delta yet. This Delta wave has been continuing. Well, the only way to stop the Delta wave is for it to just magically die, or something to compete with it, something to displace it. Well, if we're hearing that the Omicron symptoms, and again, we can't say for sure because it's going to take a few weeks, but if we're hearing that the Omicron symptoms are actually milder and it can displace Delta, this might be a good thing. Now, there's a lot of questions then, well, wait a second, but what about vaccination? Should we not vaccinate? Is vaccinating a bad idea? No. Because if Omicron symptoms are starting out as mild, we might be able to credit some of the vaccines for that. The only thing is we have to look at the countries that are having the outbreaks to the Omicron and seeing what their vaccination rate is. If we're seeing vaccinated and unvaccinated people get it, you know, or mostly vaccinated or mostly unvaccinated people get it, we can't really necessarily say if the vaccine is doing its part. I do think there's going to be some protection, but I think we are long overdue in getting the vaccine updated to, I mean, we're making spike proteins with our vaccine and our booster that's to the wild type that don't have these mutations. And we've known about these mutations for a year and a half. Where the hell is the new formulation of the shot? We redo our flu shot every year. Why haven't we redone our Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson shot? So this might not be as horrible as we think. Do I agree with the travel ban? I don't know. I think it's already here. When the news traveled that fast, and they were like, oh my gosh, it's in three countries. Well, if we aren't testing for Omicron, we didn't even know the name of it. We were calling it new for a few hours until it got changed to Omicron. So my guess is we haven't even been testing it. So all these COVID cases we're seeing here in America, some of them could be Omicron. So my guess is it's already here. It would be nice to limit it if it's a super bad one. But what if it is mild? What if it is mild and it doesn't really cause hospitalizations and it displaces Delta? We need to be very, very smart about how we proceed. So I'm not a virologist. I've had virology training, but I'm not a virologist, right? I'm a woman who doesn't have her ovaries, uterus anymore. Hoo-hoo! Happy girl. But my suggestion is, before we start to panic and try to bunker down and make people lose their businesses again and whatever, let's actually get some real-time data on this. Let's try not to be too political. I know everybody loves a good crisis. They think it'll help poll numbers, right? Let's slow our roll. But what we do need to do in lightning speed is update our flippin' vaccines. Our vaccines are outdated. They have been outdated since the Alpha variant. And I know people are like, Dr. Dahlia, we can't really do anything yet because the Alpha variant is just one. These new variants could have different mutations. We're seeing the same mutations over and over again. And the reason why there is all this, oh my gosh, Dr. Fauci is meeting with Joe Biden and these countries are locking down and, you know, we're getting all the experts together and there's a big briefing and Biden left his Thanksgiving vacation early to get briefed on Omicron is because we have basically been sleeping on the job when it comes to vaccine efficacy and updating our vaccines. Now, we'll talk about what's going to come next. I think Moderna said that antibody levels could be up to 8 times lower and it might take at least 3 months. 3 months? Why didn't we start months ago? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the new Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus, the governor of New York, as is the country of Australia, is contemplating more lockdowns. At this time, a couple of cases of Omicron have been discovered in Canada. Dr. Francis Collins on CNN says it's still too early to tell, but this variant might not be as powerful as other variants.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case, but they're mostly young people who have mild illness anyway, so I would say we just don't know.
The latest storm system to hit the Pacific Northwest triggered fresh evacuation orders and at least one mudslide in British Columbia, Canada, late Sunday. Flood sirens also sounded in Washington State as the Nooksack River overflowed north of Seattle. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary has declared the 2021 word of the year. It is vaccine. USA Radio News. The very expensive partisan social spending bill President Biden refers to as Build Back Better has zero Republican support because they say it's not good for America.
Federal lawmakers back on Capitol Hill this week, and they'll immediately be tackling the Build Back Better bill that President Biden's been pushing. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, says there's been a lot of talk that Joe Manchin, the U.S. Senator from West Virginia, who often sides with Republicans, is going to help see to it that this bill doesn't pass. Klobuchar saying on ABC's This Week,
Senator Manchin is still at the negotiating table, talking to us every day, talking to us about voting rights. He is talking to us about this bill. And the first part is the defense bill and a bridge to the budget. Vast majority of senators support that. We'll get that done.
With Manchin's vote so critical to Democrats, Republicans are hoping he will torpedo the bill. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So definitely some news. Man, I tell you, apparently Jack Dorsey has resigned as CEO of Twitter. This came just out of nowhere. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is stepping down as chief of the social media company effective immediately. Parag Agrawal, Twitter's chief technology officer, will take over the helm. Shares of Twitter dropped about 0.5%. At first they just soared and then they dropped. Dorsey is 45 years old. He was serving as both the CEO of Twitter and Square, his digital payments company. Dorsey will remain a member of the board until his term expires at the 2022 meeting of stockholders. Not sure what's going on there. Salesforce President and COO Brett Taylor will become the chairman of the board, succeeding Patrick Pichette, a former Google executive who will remain on the board as chair of the audit committee. He said, "I've decided to leave Twitter because I believe the company is ready to move on from its founders." He didn't really provide any additional detail. So Agrawal will have to meet Twitter's aggressive internal goals. The company said earlier this year it aims to have 315 million monetizable daily active users by the end of 2023 and to at least double its annual revenue in that year. He has served as CTO since 2017. I'm confused by a lot of the things Twitter does because, they pick and choose who they allow to be verified. They seem to not like radio folk. They like TV folk. It's not a follower issue. It's a, if you're in the radio, they won't verify you. And I don't know why they want to do that, because if radio is bringing business to Twitter, you would wonder why would they screw people over like that, unless it's just the more conservative radio hosts. I don't know. And it just, there's some things that they just aren't seeming to do money-wise that's making a lot of sense. And with Facebook going to Meta and all those other changes, there's obviously, some competition that needs to come into play. So we'll see what happens. Also in the news, which is really interesting, is Kyle Rittenhouse, I guess, goes to Arizona State University. He's at ASU. And I guess Rittenhouse is being asked by students. Students are demanding that Rittenhouse gets withdrawn from campus, as students are calling him a violent murderer. So this is obviously now bringing up a lot of drama, and I want to apologize here because my computers are being a little slow. So Rittenhouse is 18 years old. He just got cleared from the murders that happened at the Kenosha, or the killings that happened at the Kenosha, Wisconsin protests that happened during a BLM protest that later turned into a riot. Now, he revealed during his testimony earlier that he was a student of ASU. Nobody really knew which college he went to. The university has confirmed that he is enrolled as an online student. And even if he was convicted, he could have still been able to still take students and be a part of ASU. But an alliance of left-wing students called the Arizona State University Students for Socialism, Students for Justice and Palestine, Multicultural Solidarity Coalition, and Mecha de ASU are demanding that murderer Kyle Rittenhouse be withdrawn from the university. So they are also adding more demands. They want the university to release a statement denouncing white supremacy and murderer Rittenhouse, that they back a multicultural safe space on campus, and that they redirect funding from the ASU police force to support the aforementioned safe space from white supremacy. They say even with a not guilty verdict from a, quote, flawed justice system, they said Kyle Rittenhouse is still guilty to his victims and the families of those victims. They say, join us to demand from ASU that those demands be met to protect students from a violent, bloodthirsty murderer. Wow. This is something that, I think we have always been of the mindset that when a chapter is closed, a chapter is closed. There's a court case, we hear from the jury, we move on. And it seems like, with something like this, when people are very emotionally charged, they don't want to move on. And you have a 18-year-old who, and, however you feel about this, about, should he have been there? Should he not have been there? What was he doing? Did he belong there? Did he, was it a mistake? It was tragic. Whatever happened was tragic. But he has been acquitted for being a murderer. They're purposely there to kill people. It was established that he wasn't there to start shooting people randomly. He was there and he did self-defense. That was what the jury, if we support our justice system, we support the justice system. That's how it was ruled. But now ASU is going to be involved. And ASU is probably like, oh gosh, how are we going to get involved with this? Well, now they're involved. And they're going to then have to decide and make a stance on if they are going to support a student that the legal system has acquitted and allow him his constitutional rights to attend a university, a state university, or are they going to cave to the interests of the students on campus, some of the students on campus, and kick him off and denounce and accuse him of white supremacy. Now, the university cannot use the term white supremacy with Kyle Rittenhouse because they will be in trouble for defamation. I think the university can denounce white supremacy. I think most companies and institutions do. And I believe most actually already have that in their bylaws and their student handbooks. But if a group of students wants an institution to, because this could happen to somebody who sells Kyle Rittenhouse their clothes. I mean, it could be Levi Strauss. It could be who knows. If Kyle Rittenhouse goes to McDonald's, somebody could say, okay, McDonald's needs to do this, needs to say that we denounce, you know, if somebody now tries to use in the same sentence Kyle Rittenhouse and a white supremacist, they're going to be legally liable for defamation. That's going to be the next set of legal cases. And so a lot of eyes are watching what's going on with Kyle Rittenhouse right now and how this folds out because they want to see where society goes with this. You know, are we going to accept certain things as racist if their intention wasn't necessarily that or the landscape around that is being, I guess, advocated as tied to that? You know, are we going to, was this a racist case? You know, a white man shooting white people at a protest, and the protest, even though it might have been started as BLM, didn't necessarily, I mean, you know, most people I know that support BLM don't support riots, they don't support shootings, so, you know, are people going to end up being racist, trying to call, you know, trying to connect a race, a demographic with violence? That's racist. So ASU, which, and universities usually tend to be more liberal, is going to possibly set a barometer of and set a trend of how are universities going to approach a lot of these sort of liberal ideologies and sort of, I guess, calls to action when that may not be the case. Like I said, you know, everybody could have a different opinion on Kyle Rittenhouse and how he feels towards, you know, people of other races than his. That's not for us to debate. But if a university is asked to basically imply that he's a white supremacist because he killed other white individuals during a protest that turned riot, then, you know, it's obviously going to be there's going to be a snowball effect. 1-877-DELLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly's show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. To everybody celebrating, happy Hanukkah. It's Hanukkah. I'll tell you guys about the story of Hanukkah a little bit later this week. I forgot it was Hanukkah because it kind of came early. I mean, it came on the last day of Thanksgiving weekend. That it's kind of early. One time Hanukkah finished after the New Year. And so that's kind of odd. It would be great if Hanukkah just came around Christmas so everybody could celebrate all together, but it doesn't, which is fine. So for those of us celebrating, happy Hanukkah. All right, so I need to talk about this next topic because, you know, with Omicron variant and all this now new panic of more COVID, you know, we talk about burnout with healthcare professionals, but we don't necessarily talk about suicide rates. And nobody wants to talk about suicide because it's sad. It's awful. And having had friends of mine commit suicide who were in the medical field is, it's frighteningly more common than we think. And you would think doctors especially would be a little bit more immune to it. You know, we're immune to a lot of illnesses. Many of us didn't get COVID because our immune systems were pretty primed with everything we've been exposed to. So you would think we would be kind of, you know, have that sort of resilience where if everything we're seeing, we can, you know, overcome. And that's not the case. In fact, a study earlier this year found that 79% of physicians feel sad or depressed. 79%, and 1 in 8 actually contemplate suicide. That is a huge, huge number. And there's a lot of reasons for this, but let me give credit to where this data is coming from. It's coming from Medscape's National Physician Burnout and Suicide Report 2021. Now, the numbers are a little improved from 2019, but then again, there's a lot of differences between data sets, so I'm still kind of looking at it as still strikingly high. And 12,000 physicians across 29 specialties were interviewed, and the data was collected last year between August 30th and November 5th of 2020. 20% of physicians, so a fifth of us, appeared to suffer from clinical depression. 69% reported feeling sad. And 13% of physicians have contemplated suicide. 1% actually attempted and failed. And the most common specialties that, I guess, had suicidal thoughts were obstetricians, orthopedics, otolaryngology or ENT, plastic surgery, and then diabetes and endocrinology rounded out the top five. Now, in terms of burnout, all right, a couple years ago, urology, dealing with prostates, and I think urology is fascinating. I don't see how you could burn out with urology, but 54% of urologists cited burnout, neurology 53%, physical medicine and rehab, 52%, IM or internal medicine, 49%, and emergency medicine, 48%. Yet with COVID, burnout was more seen in critical care, which makes sense, rheumatology, infectious disease, then urology, and then pulmonary medicine. I really want to know, what is so burning out about prostates and penises and bladders? That really surprises me. But you know what? I'm not a urologist, so I couldn't even imagine. But what's interesting is the reason why I think doctors may be more suicidal and more depressed is because we're pretty egotistical, we're pretty narcissistic, and we don't want to ask for help. We think we got it. In fact, in this survey, they looked at, you know, why didn't you seek help? Well, 52% said my symptoms aren't that bad. You know, they thought, okay, well, they were sad because they, you know, clinical depression. They're like, well, you know, I'm not really wanting to hurt myself. So they thought their symptoms weren't bad enough, so they aren't seeking help. I can deal with this without help from a professional. 46% said that. I'm too busy. I'm too busy to take care of this. That's a very common thing. I don't want to risk disclosure. Your medical information is supposed to be private. Nothing's private these days, and I think a lot of doctors realize that. I don't trust mental health professionals. Very odd coming from doctors. And in the study, 42% of physicians said they're burned out. So if you feel burned out, you're not going to seek help, then you're going to be more inclined to hurt yourself. Female physician burnout rose to 51%, outpacing males 36%. 79% said their burnout started before the pandemic. 21% said it started after. So what leads to burnout? Well, you know, the bureaucracy, the lack of pay, the lack of respect, the long hours, the feeling like you're not really accomplishing something. I mean, I'm a red-blue, so reds like to fix something. I want to know that I sewed you up, I reduced your fracture, I reduced your dislocation, you're better, you're walking out of the ER and you're feeling happy. But when you have a patient coming back on, yeah, my diabetes is out of control again, or my weight's out of control again, or I'm, you know, whatever, that might weigh on people because they might want to feel like they're getting something done. I think a lot of it also is you lose your youth. My youth was spent in a cadaver lab in medical school. Now, I still, you know, tried to party and I still, you know, sang with my friend's band and I still dated. So I still tried to, you know, get out there and still be somebody in my 20s. But for most of us, we've become middle-aged so fast and we're like, wait a second, I just devoted my whole youth, half of my life to, you know, my career, and look at how people look at my career. People call us doctors, they accuse us of trying to, add the hype. They accuse us of being political. They accuse us of being money hungry, golfing all the time. And then, you know, patients sue. Or they don't pay their bills. And, you know, you kind of sometimes go, look, you know, I'm doing this to help people, but I'm feeling pretty damn unappreciated right now. It's interesting. A couple people I know who have committed suicide in the health profession had hung themselves. And there was a study in the year 2000 that looked at the way physicians kill themselves. And many of them would do medications, anesthetics, self-injury ranked not as high as doing things like carbon monoxide or pain medication, but we are starting to find an uptick in hanging. And I've been asked, you know, why would a doctor hang himself? Why would he choose that when he has access to medications? Well, I believe one study, and I want to kind of investigate this a little more because I've heard of doctors hanging themselves. Many doctors think that it might, I guess, in this one study, they said many doctors think it's a cleaner way, you know, where there's no blood, you know, it's not in a car that the family would use. You know, many times they do it in an area that most of the family wouldn't be in. Even though when you do hang yourself, many times you urinate or defecate. And I mean, it's not a glorious look when you're found, but you don't really see a lot of doctors slit their wrists. Or cut. Doctors do cut themselves sometimes, but you don't really see that as often. And it's interesting how even in somebody's decision to die, they will still put other people first, even though there's a lot of debate on them making that decision if they really are putting people first, but still, they will still put some thought into, you know, not wanting to be a burden on others. And I think physician suicide, anybody's suicide. I mean, we've talked about suicide and we've talked about the reasons. Sometimes people aren't depressed. They're just impulsive. They're like, you know what? I'm doing it. Don't talk me out of it. And their impulsivity is what makes them do it. Others are, they don't want to die from a bus crash or from cancer. They want control. And they're like, you know what? I'm finally in control of something. I wasn't in control of my birth, but I'm going to be in control of my death. I'm going to end it, and this is how I'm going to end it. Some people, they, you know, sometimes you just can't imagine what somebody is feeling. But I think the majority of it is people feel lost. They feel like they can't talk to anybody, and they feel people don't care. So hug your doctor, your nurse, your teacher. Let people know you care. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.